proclamation number 7304 dated the March 11th, 1959. Concerning the inner ward. My voice will be heard by all those who yearn for it and who make contact with me in their hearts, thus who do not merely send lip prayers to me, which I do not hear. But I have many children who sincerely pray to me and whose prayer I therefore grant, especially if they only appeal to me to speak to my child as a father. For this request testifies to its love for me, who is everything to such a child. God and father, friend and brother. And then I will express myself as a father, friend and brother, and my words will, at all times, relate to its appeals and wishes, which the child presents to me with complete confidence. And thus every human being may consider himself spoken to by me if he merely remains in heartfelt communication with me until he become conscious of my reply. For precisely this waiting and expecting of my answer must not be neglected, but it also assumes a profound faith that I speak to my children. Were people to have this profound faith, they would not find it unusual for a God to speak to his living creations. For a father to speak to his children. But only a few have precisely this faith. And this is why I can so rarely express myself such that fellow human beings will also find out about it. Added to that is the fact that people hear my words in a completely different way, usually in their own language. That is why the results of a child's heartfelt dialogue with the father are considered its own product of thought. Unless an extraordinary content takes fellow human beings back or teaches them to think otherwise. Yet I say to you, I speak to my children far too gladly as to let an opportunity of expressing myself pass by, although I can only ever reveal myself in accordance with the state of maturity in the task, which the recipient of my word has to fulfill on this earth at the same time. Hence, as soon as the transference of my word is combined with a task, the conditions this recipient is to fulfill will also be different in order to be suitable for his task. In that case, the results of the heartfelt communication with me, the content of my direct speech, will also be of a different kind, because it will have to stand up to criticism by rational people. Because they must be viewed as teaching material which is intended to be spread, which is to be conveyed as the gospel to people who are suffering utmost spiritual hardship. But it will by no means contradict my words to my children, although they will be presented in a different form precisely because of their purpose. For I must address my children according to their capacity of reception. And as soon as my messages are quoted literally, they will never contradict themselves. If, however, they get rearranged according to personal opinion, then error can and will also be included in the words which, initially, were conveyed to a person in purest truth. Whatever you humans hear from above should be left unchanged by you. Time and again I want to remind you of this. Then the truth will be guaranteed, and then nobody will be able to take offense apart from those who, as yet, still don't know the truth themselves. For even if a person's thinking at first deviates from the truth, my word will guide it back onto the right path, or controversial questions will, for the time being, be sidelined until the person completely accepts my words without inner resistance, caused by wrong instructions, and such contradictions will clarify themselves. But I speak to all of my children if they allow me to speak to them due to their intimate bond and the will to hear me. And my words are always aimed at those who are moved by the same questions and have the same will to hear me. Nevertheless, in view of the great spiritual hardship and the near end, I convey my word, the teaching which was proclaimed by the man Jesus on earth, to earth again, so that it shall be spread and touch all those human hearts which, in their search for truth, are open to my words when they are imparted to them by my messengers. This word is therefore intended for everyone, but will likewise only make an impression on those who listen to it without resistance, and they will subsequently act and live in line with my word and will also be able to experience the effect of my word, for they will gain in strength and light, will power and wisdom, for everything that comes forth from me will have to take effect, providing that the person's will does not offer resistance, that the person wants to be addressed by me and gratefully accepts my gift of grace which my love offers and will continue to offer him until the end. Amen.